I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The left doesn't care about empowering women. Biden and Harris can't even tell you what a woman is. They only care about empowering themselves. But we have a president who believes in empowering every American and that our country is worth fighting for. Donald Trump was the very first president in my lifetime to take a hard line against China, and I'm proud to be the first and only governor in the country to kick communist China off our farmland and out of my state. President Trump is a leader, and he's the leader our country needs. And if ever there was a doubt, earlier this week, we saw just how tough, resilient, courageous, and daring this man is, and we can't get him back in the White House fast enough.
That is Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders speaking last night at the GOP convention. Very strong words and pointing out how the shooting attempt on Trump is just unified the party more so. And in fact, we still don't really know the motive for the shooter, but if his intent was to kill Trump, and that was his only motive, or maybe to get publicity out of it as well, and even die doing it if he thought he was going to, one thing he probably did not want to see if he wanted to kill Trump was that Trump become even stronger. Well, he is. I don't know how many people commented after that shooting and Trump survival, the near miss, said the shooter just reelected Donald Trump. And many Democrats are looking at it the same way. Thanks for joining us. Here we are, hour number two, Larry Connors USA, July 17, 2024. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. I encourage you to do so. A lot of people watch and say, it is like watching you back on TV, only you get a little bit more dramatic and you say what you think. Yes, I do. Both counts. Because as a news anchor, no one knew what my politics were, nor should they. But now I get a chance to express them, and you know I do that. But you can watch it, News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, and you can also watch it, Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And everything goes up as a podcast. If you miss anything, you can pull it up later, listen, watch at your pleasure, or revisit, and then also share with others. I always encourage you to share. Get the message out to family, friends. They can hear this program from wherever they are. They got a phone, they've got a radio in their pocket. All they have to do is put the free News Talk STL app on their phone, or simply Google on their phone, News Talk STL, and it'll open up to a page where they can suddenly start listening. It's that easy. Let them know that. But again, you'll find the program podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com or LarryConnorsUSA Facebook or most any other podcast location you want to search. We are certainly glad to have you on board. Before this hour's out, we're going to be joined by News Talk STL co-host Speaker Tim Jones of the Jones and Arps program. He's at the convention. He'll give us a report from the floor. That's coming up a little bit later. Last night, there was another woman on the stage that was speaking, and this was, of course, last night to talk about unity and bringing everyone together. And the best way to do that is bring forward some of those who had been against Trump. And one of these, this particular person, was one of the most defiant of Trump and still standing ground and holding on to delegates until finally accepting Trump has got to be the delegate, I've got to be our nominee, and we got to unite. And when she came on board and when she came on stage, the reception was not that strong, but it quickly grew.
I'll start by making one thing perfectly clear.
Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period. We should acknowledge that there are some Americans who don't agree with Donald Trump 100% of the time. I happen to know some of them. And I want to speak to them tonight. My message to them is simple. You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him. Take it from me. I haven't always agreed with President Trump. But we agree more often than we disagree. We agree on keeping America strong. We agree on keeping America safe. And we agree that Democrats have moved so far to the left that they're putting our freedoms in danger.
Nikki Haley. Once she came on and started speaking like that, the crowd was in her hands. Another former candidate against Trump, who had much earlier than Haley admitted that I need to stand aside for Donald Trump to regain the presidency, a man that could have been a vice presidential candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy.
If you want to seal the border, vote Trump. If you want to restore law and order in this country, vote Trump. If you want to reignite the economy in this country, vote Trump. If you want to revive national pride in this country, vote Trump. If you want to make America great again, vote Trump. But there is one more reason I'm going to ask you to vote Trump, and it's the most important one. It's the one the media won't talk about, but it's the truth. Donald Trump is the president who will actually unite this country, not through empty words, but through action. Because you know what? Success is unifying. Excellence is unifying. That's who we are as Americans. That's who we've always been. To those of you watching this at home tonight, I'd like to deliver a message that the media doesn't want you to hear from the Republican Party. Our message to black Americans is this. The media has tried to convince you for decades that Republicans don't care about your communities, but we do. We want for you what we want for every American. Safe neighborhoods, clean streets, good jobs, a better life for your children, and a justice system that treats everyone equally, regardless of your skin color and regardless of your political beliefs.
Vivek Ramaswamy made it very clear, and again, the audience inside heard it, and those watching, and you now, if you didn't get a chance to watch the convention last night. Again, if you're listening to this as a podcast because you couldn't listen while we were on the air, make sure you share this program with others. And one of the other speakers last night was the newly elected Missouri Senator Schmidt.
Missouri is home to cities named Liberty and Independence, and towns called Freedom and Defiance. So it should come as no surprise that we are sick and tired of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And I am here with a simple message. Enough is enough. We're ready to take our country back. Under Joe Biden, the rule of law has disintegrated. Crime is rampant. Our communities are under siege. And our brave law enforcement officers are constantly being vilified. He stood idly by as liberal DAs and mayors pushed a defund the police agenda and empowered criminals, all while endangering law-abiding citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, a vote for President Trump is a vote to make America safe again. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Missouri Senator Schmidt, I'm glad he brought up the fact how the Biden administration and their lackeys have been trying to take more and more control and power away from the American people and putting district attorneys and prosecutors in place that would overlook crimes and let them all go free without any real repercussions. And that includes at the very top of the list the George Soros Foundation. And the George Soros Foundation has already put a lot of money into the campaigns and, of course, has accumulated something like 200-plus stations previously owned by Odyssey. Let me correct that. They have a majority controlling event share, not a majority of shares, but they have enough controlling interest in these Odyssey stations that they can turn them, once they have full control, to leftist vocal outlets. That includes two in St. Louis. That's why we always tell you, just count on us. We are George Soros free. We're number one when it comes to live conservative talk in St. Louis for you. One thing you heard a moment ago from Vivek talking about the black Americans, you need to listen to us. We do care about you. Joe Biden was making a remark about black voters disenchanted with his reelection bid in an interview with the Black Entertainment Network. And he said, well, they're not really that lost. They know where my heart is. They know where my head is. I'm not so sure they do, Joe. I'm not so sure you do. I've got more from him on that point, and the inside efforts to start dumping Biden before the convention are beginning to pick up again. We thought they were being put aside. Nope, it looks like they're firing up. I'll have more on that coming up later. But we are all reminded that this last Saturday's assassination attempt certainly could have led to the death of President Trump. But just because he survived, we cannot simply move past what happened. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The House is conducting an immediate and thorough investigation of these tragic events. And that work has already begun. The American people deserve to know the truth, and we will ensure accountability. I promise you that. I promise you that.
Does the president have confidence in the Secret Service director after Saturday's failures?
I have 100% confidence in the director of the United States State Secret Service. I have 100% confidence in the United States Secret Service. And what you saw on stage on Saturday with respect to individuals putting their own lives at risk for the protection of another is exactly what the American public should see every single day. It is what I indeed do.
No, you do not. You don't do a damn thing, Mayorkas, other than whatever you're told by Biden. I'll give respect to the men and women who were around Trump at the time, but I'm not giving it to you. And how you can have 100% confidence in what they did after that debacle? The far-left Lincoln Project, whose co-founder has openly and publicly called for someone to, quote, put a bullet in Donald Trump, is still pushing that kind of agenda, putting out pictures of Hitler rolling down the streets of an occupied Poland with his Nazi salute, again suggesting we needed to eliminate Hitler then, we need to eliminate Trump now. And there are many on the left that are still talking that way, although they will tell you we're a finer, nicer, more polite, peaceful people now. No, they're not. Maria Bartiromo had Mike Pompeo on her program, former Secretary of State, and they were talking about, one, the competence in the Secret Service, but also a thread that has recently surfaced, supposedly involving Iran.
This idea that we're being told that President Trump had increased Secret Service protection because of the threat, I thought President Trump had among the smallest Secret Service protection of anyone. What about the Secret Service protection on President Trump?
So I've seen the reporting that suggests that somehow because of this Iranian intelligence that was collected on the Iranian plot against the president, he had increased intelligence. There's no evidence of that. I don't know all the details. I'm sure the investigation will uncover this. But what we saw was a complete breakdown of the Secret Service's ability to protect a former president, the current candidate for president of the United States of a major party. And with not only what we saw on Saturday, but this Iranian plot that the Biden administration has done literally nothing to address. It's been going on for years. It is serious business. And it is a failure of leadership for the United States to allow a former president of the United States to come under this kind of threat and do nothing in response.
That fact cannot be ignored whatsoever. And yes, there's no doubt there's Iranians out there that talk about wanting to assassinate Donald Trump while he was president and even now. But supposedly this was the latest human resource intel they had, and they felt that they were obliged to make sure the Secret Service knew, and the Secret Service could then gear up to better protect Trump. Did they really better protect him? What did they do? I want to know what they did if they were acting on this newest and latest possible threat, though it may be replicating what's happened before. I would like to know. Are we going to get those kinds of answers? And then on top of that, if the threat was real, there's no indication the shooter was tied in any way to Iran, what his real motive was. But if it were real, why didn't you not have the actual agents that normally protect Trump on site? There was only one of them that is normally with him. The rest were, quote, temps brought in to help fill vacancies. That adds to more confusion, possibility of misunderstanding. It shouldn't. It shouldn't in a team atmosphere like that. But Pompeo points out this attitude that the Secret Service director said, well, you know, the roof was kind of sloped, so we couldn't get a really good look at this guy. And he said, don't buy that argument.
I know a lot of these folks that work in protection. I have a protective detail myself. I know the Secret Service folks. A sloped roof. These folks can swim the river with a dagger in their mouth. These are American heroes. These are good people. To think that because there was a roof that a 20-year-old kid could scale, but a Secret Service protection team or a CAT team couldn't scale, I mean, that's just lame. We know there was a massive failure. It looks like it was a systemic failure, in addition to a tactical failure in the moment to identify this as a potential place and actually protect the president from this. But for the grace of God, this country would be in a very different place today. And the Secret Service, under President Biden's leadership, has done nothing. And sadly, Maria, much like when they couldn't find the Secretary of Defense for a couple weeks, or we had Chinese balloons flying over our country, no one has been held accountable for these security failures against the United States. It's one of the reasons I think you see the unity here in this convention. People can see we need American leadership again.
And I think even members in the Democrat Party should recognize those kinds of failures. Maybe it didn't affect them directly, and they didn't mind that maybe Trump was maybe, quote, in the crosshairs this time. But that means even Biden could be under such a threat. And I don't wish that upon Joe Biden or any member of the Democrats' delegation, congressional members, whatever. I don't wish it upon anyone. But there's some on the left, and believe me, there's some in the right, that are so vile and vicious they don't care. The bottom line I want to come back to again, if the Democrats are really serious that we need to change the tune and tone the rhetoric down, then you need to start calling out members of your own party, like the head of the Lincoln Project and others who are still making these snarky remarks about, well, that shooter should have trained better. Well, shame he missed. He missed? How'd he miss that? I mean, that kind of stuff. You should be calling out and slamming it down. But they're not. Have you heard any of them do that? Have you heard one of them come forward and say, that kind of talk needs to stop? If you've heard it, I'd like to know about it, because I keep close watch on it, and I haven't seen a single thing like that. In the meantime, the GOP convention continues, thank goodness, with President Trump tomorrow night taking his party's nomination. And we've got Speaker Tim Scott coming up to join us. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Question, do you know what vermiculite is? It is an insulation in the attics of hundreds of thousands of homes and public buildings. Looks like kitty litter, but often contains asbestos. Wellington Environmental is the largest company in the Midwest that can remove that hazard for you. Wellington has what is called the General, a powerful industrial vacuum that can suck vermiculite out of the attic. Hang on, there's something else you should know. Many of you might qualify for up to a $4,000 rebate. You should at least contact Wellington to see if you qualify. And here's something else. Wellington arrives at the time they give you, not sometime within 4 hours. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Talk radio made in St. Louis.
Very excited for what you guys are doing for the St. Louis community.
For St. Louis.
Relevant local talk.
Saying what we are thinking.
This is News Talk STL.
You guys are awesome. I love you. And it really, it's a tremendous honor to be on the station.
News, analysis, and opinion.
Thanks for us covering the local angle.
Come on, people. This is America.
We better open our eyes.
Really local? Really good.
News Talk STL at 101.9, 94.1, and NewsTalkSTL.com.
I want you to know that Meguiar Moving and Storage is silver certified, which means Meguiar has a quality reputation helping older adults move local or long distance. And something else to know, Josh Meguiar, president of Meguiar Moving and Storage, is the only certified moving consultant in Missouri. I'll tell you, once you met Josh, you're going to know your move will be easy. And I fully endorse Meguiar Moving and Storage. McGuireMoving.com.
My name is Todd Showalter, and I'm announcing the Right Mind Show is officially running Saturday nights at 5. I'll now open the floor for questions.
Is the Right Mind Show funny at all?
No comment. Next question. You, different reporter with the same voice.
Your co-host is very cute.
Not a question. I've got time for one more.
Do you do any impressions on the Right Mind Show?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's Joe Biden getting out of bed.
The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Saturday afternoons at 5 on News Talk STL.
Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, now open in the district of Chesterfield Valley. Napoli has the only coal-fired pizza oven. That means an incredible taste you cannot get anywhere else. So enjoy a unique pizza at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district. And then walk a few doors down and enjoy premium cigars and drinks at Lit Cigar Lounge. There's a perfect way to end the evening. Napoli Pizza followed by Lit Cigar Lounge. A winning combination.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Yeah, they are celebrating in Milwaukee and going to be more so tomorrow night when President Trump arrives and officially accepts the party's nomination. Our own News Talk STL speaker, Tim Jones of the Tim Jones Christopher Arps program in Milwaukee. Glad to have you on board with us, sir.
Hello there, Larry. Thanks for having me back again. Yes, things are rocking and rolling here just to the north of you. In the great city of Milwaukee. I'll tell you, they cleaned up the streets.
Really? Really? And a blue...
Yeah, okay. Larry, you know what, Larry? Every Democrat-run urban crap hole in the country needs to have a Republican convention at it every few years so we can keep these cities the once great cities that they were.
Now, I want to talk about a lot of things, and one of them obviously has to do with the inspiring speeches last night and how it's unifying, because that was the main theme of last night. But one thing that has to be rumbled and talked about, gossiped about, shared with, and that was the attempted assassination of President Trump. What have you been hearing from convention goers and their thoughts?
Larry, it reinvented the entire convention, right? Within 24 hours or less. It reinvented what was going to happen here. It reformulated the whole plan. Now, I'm not saying that the original platform principles, the philosophy of the party have changed in any way. The tone, the tenor has changed. And it's not like we're all pink fluffy unicorns now. It's that people are realizing, and you know, maybe this was a real shot to the gut, a real gut check, that we're living in serious times. We're living in challenging times. We're living in dangerous times. And the left needs to wake up and realize that as well. You know, we once used to have a Democratic Party that stood for things that, you know, maybe it was a little bit more about the size and scope of government. But this leftist-driven Democratic Party, they believe in all these things they're not true. They're all fairy tales. You know, the wokeness and the DEI and the CRT. And not only are they not true, they're damaging. And so when we see how fragile human life is, Donald Trump was within millimeters of no longer being here on this earth and being with the good Lord above. And I think people, that has reset the entire tenor of the convention. People,
and it also speaks to those who support him, because we had a father, 50-year-old father, killed, and a couple others wounded. They're all supporters of Trump. So every Trump supporter has to consider, you know, they may just enlarge the circle next time.
And, you know, Larry, the leaders of our party, they have to be the adults first. They have to be the mature ones first. And last night we saw that. Nikki Haley put on her big girl pants and went to the stadium and she ate lots of crow and also said, forget about what happened. Let's talk about what needs to happen next.
Right.
And Donald Trump did the same thing. Did you know that he changed his schedule last night? He was not supposed to be at the arena, but he said, you know what? If Nikki Haley is big enough to go and urge people to vote for me and put everything aside, then I'm big enough to go and watch her in person and clap and thank her. He was there merely as a spectator.
I wondered about that. I didn't think he was supposed to be scheduled, but that's, and specifically because of her.
Yeah, he went there because of her. That if those two who had a acrimonious, I mean, more than DeSantis, right? DeSantis dropped out before Haley did. And so if those two can, they're setting the example, right? You always want your leaders to lead by example. And we saw whether you like her or not, she is a leader for many folks within the Republican Party, not necessarily my cup of tea, but she is an important person for millions of Americans who voted for her. And she said, I now full-throatedly endorse Donald Trump, and you should too. And Donald Trump was there as a mature adult as well, saying, being grateful. You know what, Larry? I think the word to describe this week is grace. Everyone is giving everyone a lot of grace. Everyone is coming together in unity.
Good.
Everyone is moving forward. And you know what? There's a unified message. A lot of times Republican conventions, they kind of go all over the place because Republicans are policy people, right? Democrats are all about intersectionality and hyphenated Americans and the caste system of putting people in different little race and sex boxes. Republicans get deep and wonky on policy, and sometimes they lose the overarching messages. Not this convention, not this
year.
Well,
now let me bear down on this point, because I know where you are, being a strong Catholic that you are. Are you satisfied with the platform and dropping the abortion national call for an abortion ban?
I am, Larry, because you know what we have to do first before we can protect life? We have to win the elections that will allow us to protect life.
I've had pro-choicers tell me, I mean, pro-lifers say, we're not going to bend on anything. We're not going to give in, even if it means to get a vote.
To me, Larry, this doesn't bend on anything. I have never been in favor of a federal. There's a lot of things, Larry, the federal government should not be doing. And, Larry, didn't we as pro-life Catholic Christian Republicans say for 50 years, didn't we say that the problem with Roe was it took the decision away from where it should be, from the state?
Right.
The Dobbs decision gave the decision back to the state. So now we're going to reverse course and say that we want something more than that. We need to have this where it is. It's with the states. That's what the platform says. And I have been listening to a lot of pro-life leaders who have said the very same thing. This preserves what we need to preserve. And most importantly, it takes the issue away from the Democrats. The best thing you can do in politics is take the arrows out of your opponent's quiver. And that's exactly what the brilliance of Donald Trump and the RNC have done with this. We can move on and talk about other things. We can say we continue to be the only pro-life party. There is no other pro-life party.
No, they're not.
We can say we can continue to be the pro-life party. And let's talk about all of the themes of this week. Make America wealthy again for all Americans. Make America safe again. Make America prosperous again. Make America great again. Those are the themes of this week. Those are the ones that we're focusing on. The speeches on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and tomorrow, Thursday, are following each of those themes. The speakers are staying within those themes. You're pounding the points home with some of the best speeches. And, Larry, some of the best speeches that I've seen and heard are from they call them the EDAs, the Everyday American Speeches that are occurring every night before your headliners. Some of those have gotten more thunderous applause and support than some of the headliners later on.
I'm glad Nikki Haley came out and said, you know, I didn't always support him, but you don't have to agree with Trump every step of the way to vote for him. And on the abortion issue, yes, I'm not for a federal abortion ban. I'm not, because I don't want to go back that direction. I agree fully with you. Now, let's talk about how the Democrats are viewing this, and there are already rumblings. Adam Schiff is already coming out saying, yeah, Biden needs to step aside. Some of their party members are saying, we don't want to have a virtual nomination. And they're watching what happened after what last weekend we went through as a nation, what's happening with this GOP convention, what do you think their game plan is changing to?
Larry, I think that they are a ship rent asunder. They are wandering without a rudder in the great wide Sargasso Sea. I don't know how many more cliches I can give you, but that's exactly what's happened to them. I mean, Larry, they were hoping probably this week to run some sort of ad campaign,
right.
counter, as you know from your experience, they're going to run counter programming. That was all literally blown out of the water with what happened Saturday. And this now new show of unity. And Larry, on top of it, their party is falling apart. We've never seen the civil wars that occur within the Democratic Party portrayed on such a national scene like they are now. So what do they do? And Larry, you know what? This is the result. This is the just desserts that they deserve because they took their power. They had absolute power during the first 2 years of the Biden presidency, and they used it absolutely. And you know what that brings? That corruption destroys absolutely as well. All of the lawfare has come crashing. Is this anything other than divine intervention this week, Larry?
From Saturday, the moment that bullet just grazed President Trump, it was divine intervention.
All of the lawfare is literally evaporating before their eyes. Donald Trump survives an assassination attempt. It's just one piece of good news after another. And then the last thing the Democrats wanted to see was Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and all the, you know, quasi, not really excited about Trumpers come out on the stage and praise him. I mean, it's a giant love fest here in Milwaukee.
Well, you know, the point obviously is to turn it all into votes, and I think it's reaching beyond Milwaukee and the convention hall. Do you agree?
I completely agree. Larry, an assassination attempt on a president is national. It's international. It's international news. That captured the attention of the globe. And Larry, what's happened is people have not looked away since Saturday.
Right.
So that attempt then flowed directly into the convention. The historic news of J.D. Vance, a 39-year-old self-made man, true rags-to-riches story. You know, only in America, Larry, can a hillbilly go to the White House, right? And that's exactly.
And he acknowledges he wrote the hillbilly elegy. So yeah, he calls himself that.
Exactly right. So I mean, look, Larry, a lot. The Democrats are going to have their convention. The media is going to then focus on that in August. But they are, as I said, they are a ship without a rudder. I mean, if they had their choice, they would probably just say, okay, we're just going to nominate Biden. We're not going to have a convention. All right, let's just go to November.
Yeah.
You know, they would probably like to skip the next 4 months.
The next 4 years.
Yeah, a lot can happen in the next 4 months.
Yeah.
It's not going to be 100% good news for Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and the Republicans for the next 4 months because the media, if they're faced with Trump versus Biden, if Biden's going to drag his carcass across the finish line, they will turn back in favor of him and against Trump. Just watch them. Watch them. Mark my words.
Speaker Tim Jones, as always, thank you for your time, sir.
Larry, thanks for having me as always. Always great to be on your show.
You bet. Coming up, we're going to talk more about the politics inside the Democrat Party. They are full disarray.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
John Beal knows that new roofing companies can look big and trustworthy on the internet, but the fact is 96% of new roofing companies go out of business within the first 5 years. John Beal has a reputation for excellence, reliability, plus lowest cost, best roof, best guarantee. Those here today, gone tomorrow roofers, they can't match John Beal. For home or business, trust my friend John. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Loyalty means a lot at J. Ackerman Toyota. That's why during COVID, Ackerman refused to charge over sticker price while others did. Ackerman stayed true to their customers, selling at or below manufacturer-suggested prices. Ackerman will get you what you want, and the service department has the same spirit. You come first. And thank you for making Ackerman Toyota number one in 2023. Ackerman Toyota, AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota for life.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
If you like premium cigars and spirits, take my advice. Check out Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. The Lit Cigar owners just got back from a major convention in Vegas, and now every day, Lit is getting shipments of special cigars that will certainly amaze you. Check the Lit Cigar Facebook, staying on top of special events. Also, Lit can host a private event for you, your friends, your business. LitSTL.com. LitSTL.com. Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, as you heard, I mentioned during the interview with Speaker Tim Scott of News Talk STL, who's in... Did I say Tim Scott? I did. Quentin looked at me and said, oh, don't do that. Speaker Tim Smith. I was thinking again about South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. I don't know where I went with that idea. But as I was discussing... Jones, Tim Jones. I have no excuse. I have no excuse. I'm an idiot. But Speaker Tim Jones did a great job filling us in on what's happening at the Republican Party as seen on the floor, and also the unity message going on. And his remarks about the Democrat Party, well, they might also apply to me, how disarray and without a rudder I am at this point. But to be more specific, in that interview and discussion with Speaker Tim Jones of News Talk STL, I did mention what I'd stated in the first hour, that is, Adam Schiff is now coming out and calling publicly on Biden to step aside. He said in a statement, "A second Trump presidency will undermine the very foundation of our democracy." Here they go again. They say they're going to be gentle and polite and turn the volume and hatred and anger and threat-type attitude down. That when he says, threaten the foundation of our democracy, our republic, but threaten? Anyway, he says, a second Trump presidency will undermine the very foundation of our democracy, and I have serious concerns about whether the President Biden can defeat Donald Trump in November. Now, they're also worried about down ticket. I don't think Adam Schiff necessarily needs to worry in his race, being in the red, of course, it's not the red state of California, but being in California where you're not going to find that many red supporters, especially in his area. But he is running, as you know, to replace the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. That means all across California, all those blue voters will be going to the poll and voting for Schiff, even if they don't vote for Biden or Biden is replaced by someone else. But Adam Schiff is now saying Biden needs to step down. By the way, Schiff is facing Republican candidate Steve Garvey. Yeah, that one, a former professional baseball player in November. So down ballot candidates are very worried about Biden still being at the top of their ticket. And it could certainly cut into the numbers of Schiff. I don't know there would be enough to make sure he doesn't go to the U.S. Senate. People of California, those of you who vote for him, you deserve to get him. Those who are trying to keep him out will keep fighting with you. I want to share with you a piece from Politico written by Caldwell McHugh, or Calder McHugh. And there's very interesting pieces raised here, because it's talking about what's exactly what Speaker Tim Jones was saying a moment ago about how much disarray the Democrat Party is at this moment. He begins it this way. Again, this is his statement, the way it's read on Politico, and he wrote it. He's an editor, so he cleared it, obviously. And Politico leans more left than right. They can be somewhat center, but they're certainly leaning left. Joe Biden's awful performance at the debate and the attacks on his candidacy, blame CNN or a Jeffrey Epstein-related cover-up. Boom, right in your face. He said, that's the kind of sentiment that can be found in a corner of the internet where some Democrat activists and influencers, along with those who prefer more outlandish theories, are arguing that Biden is not only fit to serve, but under attack from a media essentially ordered to take him out. Oh, you got to put a stop right there. Let's stop right there. A media that's under orders to take him out? Do you really think CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of the liberal state-controlled media are under orders to take Biden out? They are going after him a little harder, especially after the assassination attempt on Trump. But he goes on to say, call them Biden's strongest foot soldiers, or as they're sometimes derisively referred to on X, Blue MAGA. We're not talking about the news media. We're talking about those that are pushing it. Blue MAGA, for their unflinching support of President Biden and their dismissal of punditry or polling data that doesn't support his case for staying in the race. And then he had some of these staunch Biden defenders are out-and-out conspiracy theorists. Others stick to more familiar media criticism. What links them is their insistence on savaging news organizations, journalists, and even Democrat lawmakers who continue to raise questions about Biden's age and his ability to beat Donald Trump in November. That would be Adam Schiff I just read about. This article was written before Adam Schiff's statement came out. And then it continues, Biden's biggest fans who once used viral clips from MSNBC or CNN to attack their enemies online now count those networks and many print and digital publications, including this one, talking about Politico, among their nemesis. He says a culmination of years of anger among Democrats. First with how Hillary Clinton's brief illness in 2016 and email controversy was treated, then with how the White House, Trump White House, was covered and his extreme rhetoric was, quote, normalized, and finally with how they believe Biden is currently being maligned. He said, then you add in the wake of the attempted assassination of former President Trump, the focus on Senator J.D. Vance as a running mate, the campaign to push Biden aside is somewhat quieted, but he's not completely safe. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi reportedly making calls in an attempt to ease him off the ticket. Now, just the other day, publicly, she said, it's his decision to make. And I don't know that anyone actually asked her, because they would not do that on these state-controlled media. Have you asked him to leave? Have you asked him? Have you suggested? They just asked, what do you think he should do? It's his decision to make. Should he stay or go? It's his decision to make. And this same political article then points out about a television producer named Zev Shalev dedicated an hour-long special report to the idea that the CNN debate that we all saw between Trump and Biden was rigged. In it, he claims Biden's voice was digitally manipulated during the debate. And that, quote, if you are pushing a replace Biden narrative at this stage, you're basically just functioning as a functionary of the Russian intel services that have been pushing the same narrative for over a year and a half now. This guy's report that claims the debate was rigged and they were Mickey Mousing around with Biden's voice, I guess they would say the same thing about his gaze and just kind of looking off in space. Anyway, the very idea, 27 times. This report apparently has been viewed almost 10,000 times. And there is a theory that Russian intel was working with Trump and CNN to rig the debate. Feels like it's plucked from thin air. Many of the people reacting to the video are insisting other news organizations say MSNBC should be looking into, was the debate rigged? One ex-user with over 80,000 followers referencing Trump's former wife falling down the stairs at her home posted, my guess is some top media owners were on Epstein Island. They're taking down Biden and democracy to save their own skin. You're talking about conspiracy theories going all over the place. A Democrat activist and commentator who worked for Clinton's 2016 campaign is a delegate for Biden at the August convention, said the viral nonsense of audio manipulation I couldn't vouch for. And again, many of these here quoted in Politico have their own conspiracy theories of who's doing the pushing to get Biden out of the way, and then how fast can we get him out of the way? And will he be out of the way before the convention opens in Chicago next month? If you've got Adam Schiff now coming out saying that Biden needs to step aside, that's basically like Nancy Pelosi saying it, but she's not saying it. Do you think Adam Schiff would have made that remark without consulting and talking with Pelosi? He might have. But as we were also sharing earlier, Biden's got a lot of problems other than what they're calling about for his age and everything else. He's losing minority votes constantly, the black vote in particular, which has always been something as a foundation for the Democrat Party. In fact, in an interview with CBS Morning, or rather with the Black Entertainment Network that was aired as part of CBS Morning, a clip of it, the interviewer was talking to President Biden saying, if I'm honest with you, the enthusiasm this time around is not the same as the last time you won. There's a certain disenchantment. Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta are going to be deciding factors in that 270, the electoral votes you need to get to. I'd like you to take a moment to tell Black America why they should turn out for you. And the response from Biden, because they know where my heart is. I don't think that's going to suffice. And, of course, we're still watching the repercussions of this attempted assassination of Donald Trump over the weekend. And, of course, Mayorkas insisting we have full confidence and confidence in our Secret Service.
Does the president have confidence in the Secret Service director after Saturday's failures?
I have 100% confidence in the director of the United States Secret Service. I have 100% confidence in the United States Secret Service. And what you saw on stage on Saturday with respect to individuals putting their own lives at risk for the protection of another is exactly what the American public should see every single day. It is what I indeed do.
Yeah, well, what the American public almost saw the other day was on live television, Trump's head blown apart by a bullet. Live. And there have been a lot of folks raising questions about CNN never carries Trump's speeches live, but they chose to carry this one live, as did MSNBC and some of the others that normally don't give him live coverage because they never know what he might say. That's what their excuse has been, and yet they were covering it live, which raises that conspiracy theory question. Why would they be carrying it live unless they expected something like this to happen? Did they have some pre-indication? And then again, the security detail around Trump that day was not his normal detail. They'd been given time off in preparation for the convention or who knows what else, obviously putting in long hours. According to one source, only one member of that detail that day was normally assigned to be with Trump. The rest were temps other Secret Service agents called in from elsewhere to help provide manpower. And then you have that idea, the very idea, to use Biden's remarks, that the Secret Service would only be concerned about 150 yards out or less as a perimeter for the president. And the building where the shooter was maybe 151 yards. So that wasn't in their purview. Normally they have a 1,000-yard barrier around a president when he's in an open environment. And, of course, then you have the question about if there were, we've been told, either city, state, or maybe federal agents inside the very building where the sniper was. They had been on the rooftop but got off because it's too hot. If that turns out to be true, somebody's got to be held accountable. And all the stories have circulated about how many different people saw the guy, and even police officers saw him, got a picture of him, radioed it to someone, but then what was done, what wasn't done, then they couldn't find him, and yet citizens are standing and pointing, he's on the roof, and they're not paying attention, or from their vantage point, they couldn't see him. And why did he get the first shot off? Is it because Secret Service is, we got to let the shooter fire first? Or because they thought it was one of their guys on the roof and they weren't going to kill one of their own men? There are a lot of questions that need to be answered. I'm looking at a piece that was written, a look at all the American assassinations, attempts anyway, by CNN, and one of them refers to George C. Wallace, presidential candidate, segregationist governor of Alabama. They had to kind of throw that in, didn't they? Of course, that attempt took place May 1972. But they want you to believe that Trump hates people of color, segregationists. Obviously not. Joy Pullman wrote a piece for The Federalist. I'm just going to read you the title. It says everything. Jesus Christ is Donald Trump's security detail. Amen and amen. As always, I thank you for listening. Let others know about us. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.